Вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a woman talking about her job. How does she feel about her boss? 1. She admires him. 2. She is jealous of him. 3. She feels sorry for him.
I've been in the job for a year and a half now. My boss is a man called John Phillips, and I'm sorry, but he's been there less time than I have, and he's already been promoted above me. Everyone admires him for succeeding so quickly, but he's not the only one who deserves it. I'm not saying he's not good at his job, but so am I. If I don't get the same recognition soon, then I'll have to start considering my options.
Now you will hear situation one again.
I've been in the job for a year and a half now. My boss is a man called John Phillips, and I'm sorry, but he's been there less time than I have, and he's already been promoted above me. Everyone admires him for succeeding so quickly, but he's not the only one who deserves it. I'm not saying he's not good at his job, but so am I. If I don't get the same recognition soon, then I'll have to start considering my options.
Situation 2. You will hear a man talking about a TV documentary. What did he think was missing from the program? 1. The opposite point of view. 2. Interviews with people involved. 3. The historical context of the problem.
It was about the pollution problems in the local river. It seems that things are getting pretty bad. And the pictures of dead fish were quite shocking. Although getting local people themselves to describe it might have had a bit more of an impact. They had some amazing statistics, going back for quite a few years. And it placed the blame squarely on the shoulders of the factory outside town. The factory owners tried to argue that it wasn't a problem. But their position just looked ridiculous. Let's hope it makes a difference.
Now you will hear situation two again.
It was about the pollution problems in the local river. It seems that things are getting pretty bad. And the pictures of dead fish were quite shocking. Although getting local people themselves to describe it might have had a bit more of an impact. They had some amazing statistics, going back for quite a few years. And it placed the blame squarely on the shoulders of the factory outside town. The factory owners tried to argue that it wasn't a problem. But their position just looked ridiculous. Let's hope it makes a difference.
Situation 3. You will hear a boy talking about his favourite football team. What does he say about them? 1. They have achieved a lot recently. 2. They were a better team in the past. 3. The new players have performed badly.
The thing about United is that they've always been a strong team. It's just that that's rarely been reflected in the results because they haven't had a manager who is willing to take risks. Last season was different though, and that was all down to one man being prepared to bring in new players and take a bit of a gamble.
Now you will hear situation 3 again.
The thing about United is that they've always been a strong team. It's just that that's rarely been reflected in the results because they haven't had a manager who is willing to take risks. Last season was different though, and that was all down to one man being prepared to bring in new players and take a bit of a gamble.
Situation 4. You will hear a woman describing an art gallery she visited. How did she feel about the gallery? 1. She found it dull. 2. She found it interesting. 3. She found it tiring.
I went to the new gallery in town recently. I was expecting the displays of modern art to be boring, so I was quite relieved to see that it wasn't the same old tired ideas being recycled again and again. I ended up staying for a couple of hours and being quite inspired, actually.
Now you will hear situation 4 again.
I went to the new gallery in town recently. I was expecting the displays of modern art to be boring, so I was quite relieved to see that it wasn't the same old tired ideas being recycled again and again. I ended up staying for a couple of hours and being quite inspired, actually.
Situation 5. You will hear a man talking about his business. Who does he have problems with? 1. His business partners. 2. His suppliers. 3. His customers.
It's been hell at work recently. Our company exports olives, and my two partners are abroad trying to secure orders from new customers, which can be quite difficult. They'll be coming back to a shock when they find that 3 of the olive growers have let us down at the same time. I'm desperately trying to find new sources, but I haven't had much luck so far.
Now you will hear situation 5 again.
It's been hell at work recently. Our company exports olives, and my two partners are abroad trying to secure orders from new customers, which can be quite difficult. They'll be coming back to a shock when they find that 3 of the olive growers have let us down at the same time. I'm desperately trying to find new sources, but I haven't had much luck so far.
Situation 6. You will hear an advertisement for a language course. Who is the course for? 1. People who don't know any of the language. 2. People who already know some of the language. 3. People who already know a lot of the language.
Have you ever wondered what the difference is between a good speaker of a language and a great speaker of a language? Go Native is the new computer-based language course from LinguaCore. Go Native uses all the latest techniques to convert your advanced-level language into expert-level language, focusing on pronunciation, vocabulary, and a few other things you probably thought were only for beginners. Go Native will help you reach your ultimate goal.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
Have you ever wondered what the difference is between a good speaker of a language and a great speaker of a language? Go Native is the new computer-based language course from LinguaCore. Go Native uses all the latest techniques to convert your advanced-level language into expert-level language, focusing on pronunciation, vocabulary, and a few other things you probably thought were only for beginners. Go Native will help you reach your ultimate goal.
Situation 7. You will hear a woman talking about her hometown. Why did she leave the town? 1. She went away to university. 2. She got bored with it. 3. She got promoted at work.
Funny really, but I always assumed that I would just grow up and spend the rest of my life in the same small town. When I finished school, I went to work in a bank. I would occasionally visit friends at university, but I always enjoyed coming home to the life that they now thought was quite boring. It was only when they needed someone to take over the branch 200 kilometres away that I finally moved. It was a great opportunity and I couldn't turn it down.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
Funny really, but I always assumed that I would just grow up and spend the rest of my life in the same small town. When I finished school, I went to work in a bank. I would occasionally visit friends at university, but I always enjoyed coming home to the life that they now thought was quite boring. It was only when they needed someone to take over the branch 200 kilometres away that I finally moved. It was a great opportunity and I couldn't turn it down.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.